Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. Monday. Anyone? No? You don't know that song?
I've heard that one.
All right.
Variations, tell you who sings it,
variations on the theme. Yeah, me neither, actually, now that I think about it. Well, anyway, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 if you would like to call in, take control of the airwaves. That's 855-450-FREE. You can talk about whatever's on your mind, anything that we've been talking about here tonight or anything we've talked about in the past. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about, in Greece, the country, not the frying material that you put French fries and chicken in. Greece, the country, is requiring people to text authorities before leaving their house.
Did they say what they have to say? Because I might text them, but they wouldn't like what I told them.
Well, we'll find out. As part of the lockdown, all retail stores, except those selling essential items like food, medication, and fuel, will be closed. Travel inside the country will be severely restricted, whatever that means. People will only be allowed to leave their homes for work, physical exercise, or medical reasons, and only after sending a text message to authorities.
And the message must start with, Mother, may I?
If it were my country, it would have to start with, Captain, may I?
I don't know. I'd probably start my message with, your mother let me.
Well, Trebek. Anyway, travel inside the country will be severely restricted. I said that already.
Did you say surreally?
I said that travel inside the country will be severely restricted.
Oh, I thought you said surreally restricted.
Also true.
People will only be allowed to leave. I already said that. In the text to the 5-digit number, people will have to provide their name, address, and reason why they need to leave their home. Permissible reasons also include taking children to school, taking a pet for a walk.
They're still making the kids go to school. Of all things, the torture is what they'll let you out of the house for.
Taking a pet for a walk and visiting people who need assistance, according to Sky News. So, want to take a walk? Dear Mr. Government, I'm leaving my house now to take a walk.
Now, do you actually have to wait for the response?
Well, that's a good question.
Or do you just have to give them a heads up?
Or you just go, you know, I'm leaving now. Peace out, bro.
Make sure you put the new government tracking app on your phone so they can know exactly where you are at all times. Don't ever deviate from your path.
Mandatory contact
and
tracing.
Nobody
app.
Got time for that.
You must turn your location services on. When people venture out, they will be required to carry identification. Let me say that again. They will be required to carry identification.
Your papers, sir.
And a form detailing their reason for leaving home if they aren't able to text.
Oh.
So you can
there's an out.
Yeah, like if you don't have a phone, right? Then your papers, please. Mm-hmm. You must carry the form that says why. You got to write it down and carry it with you. Here's my it's a permission slip is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's like
you can write your own permission slip in this case, but that's still what it is.
It's like you're in grade school and you're going on the field trip to the planetarium.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, government school was preparation for real life.
Right? I love the planetarium.
This is exactly like government school, and it was always that way. I mean, that's what the driver's license really was, ultimately. But people maybe wouldn't have been able to see that as clearly. Now maybe some of the people who weren't sure about that can see that this is obviously a hall pass. Same.
I don't think you should malign our public schools. They are the best preparation for prison that money can buy.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Speaking of which, during the new lockdown in Greece, kindergartens, primary schools, and all grades in special education schools will stay open. High schools will operate via remote learning. I wonder why that is. my grade schools and preschools, you know, remain open, but high schools
They're little. They can't do much damage. And high school kids, if you get a bunch of them together, can, you know, mess some stuff up.
Yeah, I guess. The country's borders will be open, but anyone arriving from abroad must provide proof of a negative coronavirus test, Civil Protection Deputy Minister.
Is that from any girl or only from abroad?
Just from one broad, not many broads.
Okay.
Health authorities in Greece recorded 2,556 new coronavirus cases.
Quick, somebody panic.
God. And a record 34 deaths on Saturday. During the pandemic, the country has
almost as many as died from cars one day.
During the pandemic, the country has had 54,809 confirmed cases and 749 deaths. That is from thenewyorkpost.com. So, yeah, coming soon to a government near you, you must either carry a permission slip or you must text while you're leaving your house.
I'll pass on texting. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it either. I'm sorry.
You can send them a notification in Google. That won't get there. So,
let's go to Maddie, who's calling in from also New Hampshire. Maddie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up? Maddie from the North.
Hey, what's going on?
So I wanted to call about, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, you guys had talked about the Marine study and how they were totally isolated and they had popped
the extreme
more.
Marine quarantine. Yes, I did talk about that.
You guys answered your own question and didn't realize it. It's because they tested more.
What was the question?
The question was, why were they popping positive at a higher rate than the general public? Because they were testing at a higher rate.
No, it wasn't the general public. They had a control group.
Right.
So, and actually, the military, the whole thing is a control group.
You were comparing it to the general public, though.
Well, what we were saying is, well, the reason I brought the article in for the show on Saturday was because it proves that there is no difference between the lockdowns and not lockdowns with regards to the spread of the coronavirus. In other words, it doesn't make any difference if you lock everybody down as harshly as you possibly can. The virus is still going to spread, and so the lockdowns are irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, it does make a big difference in the suicide rate, though.
That's true.
Yeah, but when you were talking about it, you were saying they actually had a slightly higher infection rate, supposed infection rate, right?
Yeah, I believe we did say something about that, yeah.
Okay, so the reason why is because they were testing more. And the PCR test, if you don't know anything about the... Okay, let's talk about the PCR test for a second. What are they testing for?
For whether you're stupid enough to pay for a test.
It's the SARS-CoV in general, I believe.
And what genetic material, do you know, like, the primer name that they use for the SARS-CoV-2?
I do not, lay it on me.
In the PCR? Okay. Well, here's the thing that's going to blow your mind. There is not one single primer that they're looking for. So you'd think that SARS-CoV-2 is, like, one thing that they're looking for, right? No, they have multiple primers. In fact, I think there's up to 12 for the WHO. When they do their test, there's 12 of them. And one of the primers they use for you to pop positive for SARS-CoV-2 matches chromosome 8, a part of your human DNA.
That's right next to love potion number 9.
Yes. So chromosome 8, it's built into every single Homo sapien, and that's what they test for in their RT-PCR test.
Who are you calling a Homo sapien?
12, I think they have. You know what I mean. When people talk about PCR tests, and how can you say that you pop positive for anything when there's multiple primers that they're looking for?
That is a great question, Maddie, and thank you for the call today. I know that the qPCR, which is the quick PCR test, has also fallen under scrutiny, giving false positives and that kind of a thing. So
I doubt it'll be scrutinized that hard, though.
Well, not by anybody in the general public, anyway. But yes, there are indeed some things that would lead to clerical errors, if you will, within the testing regimen. 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to join us. That's 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from News. Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. I believe I've officially run out of popular songs with the word Monday in it to mention as we go into the... Well, we're already into the second hour.
You're going to say you'd run out of Bolivian marching powder.
No, I still have some of that. Yeah, left over from the last time. But our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. If you would like to join us, you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you like, or anything we've been talking about. Tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And somebody else.
And we were talking in the previous segment about Greece, where apparently during this next version of the lockdowns that they've implemented, the second phase, they're requiring folks to text the authorities their reason for leaving the house.
Mm.
And that's bothersome.
I think they should text me their reason for thinking it's any of their damn business.
I agree. I agree. But
or... if you're a Greek official and you want to tell me why you think it's any of your business what people do, you can send me an email at electnobody.com.
Very well. We have been talking about how all of this ridiculousness is not going away for quite some time here on Free Talk Live. In fact, since, well, the ridiculousness started, we were talking about Wuhan when it was going on. We were talking about the lockdowns as soon as they occurred here. We predicted, several of us have said that, nope, it's going to last way more than 2 weeks. And, you know, if we don't start standing up now, we're not going to be able to.
Your understanding of the situation, though, is wrong. It's crooked, and so it's. I need to set you straight, and let me bring one of my favorite people in to help you with that. Because you say this is going to end or not going to end, as if it's some given, as if it's carved into stone. But the question is, when will we end it? And I will remind you of the immortal words of Frederick Douglass, who said, "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will." Hey, get that dialogue box out of my way.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that. Let me start over and use purely Frederick Douglass's words, because this is a fine quote. "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they are resisted with either words or with blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. So do not ask for whom the bell tolls, and do not ask how long this will go on. Ask, how long will you tolerate it?"
Well, that is a great question. How long will not only I tolerate, how long will the collective we tolerate it? And by we, I'm of course referring to, well, anybody within, well, any government lockdown at this point. Any version, any type of it whatsoever.
See, I wish I could remember how to say no in French.
I'm pretty sure it's a good question. But,
nay?
I think it's just no.
No? Okay, so the question isn't... how long will the collective we go on? If the question is, when will the collective no set in?
Oh, it's non.
Non.
Right, yes.
Non.
So, I know...
which sounds like I'm suggesting that Indian bread is the solution.
Non, yeah. I know from history that generally the more horrible, bad things the government does, that it sort of brings on that no. Right, and Ian, you had something that furthers the government's crackdown from Mr. Fauci.
Yeah, so this scumbag that works apparently for the federal government, he's apparently a doctor, and a lot of people think he's super important or something. So they listen to what this guy says, and there have been, of course, a lot of people who believe that this is going to end, that there's going to be a return to normalcy, and some of them believe that if they'll
there will be eventually.
You think so?
Yeah, no society can go on like this without collapsing. So if we don't end it, nature will.
Okay.
It just won't go well for us if we wait that long.
Well, some people believe that it'll go back to normal if they just take a vaccine. And if just everybody takes the vaccine, then we can just all go back to work. We can all go back to school or whatever it is that they were doing beforehand. And
if they're working this hard to get a vaccine in our blood, then I guarantee you don't want it there.
They've got people in the Seattle area believing that it's their fault for not having locked down hard enough. And so there are literally people on my social media feed saying things like, screw you weenies, I'm locking down harder than all of you this time. You guys, you know what I mean? It's like, the competition is setting
in. A lockdown measuring contest.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Can we export some of our most enthusiastic locker downers to them?
Seattle? Sure.
Where they would be appreciated for their special skills and hard work.
They could join in the competition.
Indeed.
So there, this mindset of, oh, we just need to get the vaccine and then we'll be okay and everything will be fine. And if you don't want to get the vaccine, then you'll have to stay home. I've heard people say things like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, good luck with that.
Well, they got news for you. According to the New York Post, this Dr. Fauci character said on Sunday that it will still be necessary to social distance, wear masks, and take other COVID-19 precautions, whatever arbitrary crap they make up, after a vaccine becomes available to Americans. He said, quote,
interestingly
enough,
it will also still be necessary to bitch smack this guy if you ever see him on the street.
He said, quote, I would recommend to people to not abandon all public health measures just because you've been vaccinated. He said this on CNN's State of the Union, saying further, because even though for the general population it might be 90 to 95% effective, you don't necessarily know.
Your human immune system is 90 to 95% effective in keeping you from catching this stuff. Good God, the people I know have all been 100% effective at not catching it.
What he says, though, is that because for most people, he says it'll be 90 to 95% effective, you don't necessarily know for you how effective it is. So what he's saying is their excuse for continuing all of the measures, all of the restrictions, the masks and the social distancing is that, well, if you take the vaccine, you won't really know if it's working, so therefore, you'll have to continue doing all the things.
You got to take the vaccine to know it's
doing
it.
I'll tell you what, I dare you, lock yourself in a room with me and a needle, and we'll see if it goes in my arm or your eye.
So, there you go. He says, according to this, he is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said that once he receives a vaccine, he still won't feel comfortable completely letting his guard down.
I don't think you should let your guard down, because you definitely wouldn't want me to run into you by surprise.
Well, I'm pretty sure the flu vaccine is maybe 40% effective.
Is that right?
Yeah.
At causing the flu?
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, then the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks surging after Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is more than 94% effective. The Dow setting a new record, gaining 470 points to close at 29,950. The S&P gaining 41 points. As Americans prepare for Thanksgiving Day, Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, has a message for everyone.
I would strongly urge, for the sake, not just your sake, for the sake of your children, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, whoever you get together at Thanksgiving, think about this. There should be no group more than 10 people in one room, inside the home.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying that he'd challenge attempts by a prospective Joe Biden administration to lock down the United States over the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
The NCAA announced on Monday they will be holding the entire 2021 men's basketball tournament in one location due to complications caused by the coronavirus pandemic. ESPN reporting the organization is currently in talks with Indianapolis and its surrounding metro area to be the location of its March Madness tournament. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of Free Talk Live, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to call in, get in on the conversation. You can bring up anything you'd like or anything we've been talking about, past, present, or perhaps even future. In the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And your host, Rod Serling, a man with no upper lip.
Wait, I'm the host.
Oh, okay. I'm nobody.
But I do dig Rod Serling. Imagine, if you will, three hosts in chairs, sitting around in half a circle, speaking
three
to
hosts and no guests.
Don't get Serling with me.
Serling Silver. Speaking of things that are valuable like silver, Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So we were talking about Fauci, and his claim.
Dr. Fauci, the chaotic quack.
Well, I call him that because, you know, he was wishy-washy on the mask thing, right? At first he's like, no, you don't need to wear any masks. They don't do anything. They're completely ineffective against something like this. And then a couple months went by. He's like, oh, no, the masks are totally effective against it. You need to wear the masks.
And he said you need to wear goggles, too.
Well, it all depends on what he's... Japanese rain goggles?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, the next thing you know, he's gonna mandate that people wear...
One girl give me Japanese rain goggles. It was amazing.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a euphemism.
Let's not go there.
Oh, yes. It's Asian, too.
Speaking of...
It was euphemism in Asia.
So Dr. Fauci not only was wishy-washy on the mask thing, but the next thing he's going to mandate is that everybody wear blindfolds to prevent them from seeing what the hell's really going on.
We're not there yet, but, yeah, he's basically saying that after any vaccines that go on, they're still going to require people to socially distance, and they're still going to require masks, so nothing's going to change.
If you thought it was over when the vaccine gets released and mandated and all these things that...
But are they going to mandate it? I mean, what's Ticketmaster have to say about it?
Well... So
ticket bastards.
Yes, thank you, nobody. That is my pet name for this particular organization. They've always been bastards in, when it comes to putting on events as far as just really taking most of the money for themselves and none to the venues, much less the artists. But this was last Wednesday, Free Talk Live brought up Ticketmaster. There was something in the news that said Ticketmaster is going to require a negative COVID test, something tied
or a
to
vaccine,
or a vaccine. Some evidence of you having taken the vaccine is going to be tied to your ticket through the app or through the website in order for you to get into the concert. And apparently, there was some public backlash with regards to Ticketbastard when that report came out.
Well, I'm glad somebody got some lashing.
And this is from Blabbermouth.net. Ticketmaster clarifies report on whether it will require vaccine status test results for future events. Ticketmaster has clarified a report that claimed the company was working on a plan to use smartphones to verify whether customers have been vaccinated or tested for coronavirus in preparation for a potential return to live events.
If my phone is smart, it won't rat me out because it can go in a ditch, too.
Amen to that. Billboard's original report indicated that the process would involve fans using the Ticketmaster app in partnership with medical information firms and vaccine and testing distributors. After buying a ticket, customers would be required to either verify their vaccination status or prove they have tested negative for coronavirus within 72 hours prior to the event.
Okay, if you go through that to go to a rock and roll show, by definition... It's still not rock and roll, so don't even bother.
Regional health authorities would determine the length of coverage for any test. Attendees would then authorize vaccine distribution providers to send over test results to companies like CLEAR, that's all caps, C-L-E-A-R, some sort of acronym for something they don't explain here.
Something evil.
HealthPass or IBM's Digital HealthPass, which would verify the fan's status to Ticketmaster. So those are health organizations.
No, they're tech organizations.
No, CLEAR, HealthPass, and IBM's Digital HealthPass.
Those are tech organizations that are going to create
a little
hall pass for you that will indicate whether or not you've got the required...
Right. In order for them to
be a health organization, there would have to be some relationship between the hall pass and health. So they're actually a political organization.
Let me clarify here. Those CLEAR HealthPass or IBM's Digital HealthPass are organizations which would then interface and verify the fan status to Ticketmaster.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with health.
Anyone who tests positive or fails to get screened won't be granted access to the event venue, Billboard reported. So, that was the original report, and as you can imagine, fans of live anything, live events, concerts, etc. and so on. We're like, you're crazy. Earlier today, Ticketmaster issued the following statement correcting the original report from Billboard.
Mm.
I say that with a laugh because I've read this already, but you'll see why in a minute. It was widely misreported yesterday that Ticketmaster will be requiring vaccine status test results for future events. This is not true. Ticketmaster does not have the power to set policies around safety or entry requirements, which would include vaccines and or testing protocols. That is up to the discretion of the event organizer. So far, it sounds like they're not doing anything that was reported, right? Now, here's the caveat. We are indeed exploring these options. But it is still only a potential concept, and Ticketmaster will not be able to require such parameters. It would always be up to the event organizer.
That sounds pretty weaselly. So does that mean that Ticketmaster will, in their contract with the event organizer, strongly encourage the event organizer to require that, or is it going to rely on the government to mandate them to requirements? So, like, the Ticketmaster will have this whole thing set up, and then every state government will start mandating that they use it, basically.
Right. So what Ticketmaster is saying is that, oh, yeah, they've definitely been working on this,
mm-hmm.
on all of the things that were reported.
Right.
But it's not up to them to go, hey, this is mandatory. It's up to the event organizers to go, hey, this is mandatory. So if you're putting...
Which all of them will do.
All of them will be. All of them will do. So Ticketmaster is saying...
Not if they want people to come to their shows.
Yeah. Ticketmaster is saying, well, we can't actually mandate this, but the event organizers can, and we are working on systems to help them do this. So they've denied nothing. They've just used a bunch of words to say that, yes, we are indeed working on this. No, we, Ticketmaster,
what
cannot mandate this.
What they denied is that it's their choice,
but
which
we,
is true.
But we, Ticketmaster, can enforce it for a event promoter in a state where the government does require.
Yes. So, and that will be most, if not the supermajority of them.
It's, again, Ticket Bastard, using bastardly language.
This is a mega company. I mean, Ticketmaster has been around for I don't know how many decades, but it's been a long
time. Far too long, in my
opinion.
And
they have quite a grip over the ticketing industry, don't they?
They do, yeah. Due to the ongoing pandemic, ticketing and promotion giant Live Nation Entertainment, which operates both Live Nation and Ticketmaster, last week reported a 95% drop in revenue in its third quarter compared to the same time last year.
Yeah,
so that's they've lost a whole bunch of revenue. I know Ticketmaster, as the mega company, is itching, if you will, to make some money again. 855-450-3733. Would you be a ticket bastard? More coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to support detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Monday edition. Anyone? Max Hedren. Monday edition?
I still see him popping up in TV series every now and then.
Yeah, I gotta say, Max Hedren was a futuristic dystopian television show, and I don't know how accurate it was, but it certainly at times was not inaccurate. I remember the kids had these like gas powered skateboards and almost Segway looking things, and those things are, of course, you know, became stuff. So at any rate, we did not get Mr. Max Hedren himself,
Matt Frewer,
right? But you know, we don't have this sort of talking personality that goes and shows up on your television screens or your computers and cell phones. But we did have a bunch of things that sort of took place like that.
I don't know. We do have deepfakes now.
That's true.
And these deepfakes are so good. I don't know if you've seen some of them. I mean, they can just generate fake people now.
Yeah.
At least still photos. I imagine they can do the exact same thing with the videos.
Yeah, they can. The videos are creepy, where they actually make people say things that they didn't say, and it sounds just like they did, and you can't really tell that it's been edited in any way. It is super creepy. But at any rate, our toll-free number, 855-450-3733, if you'd like to join us. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the organizations that we mentioned previously, particularly CLEAR is one of them, and what they are, what they do. But first, I want to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. I know this because I've been using it here in town. I had some dinner on Sunday and got to use AnyPay, and man, it is so great. But if you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect over at anypayinc.com/upgrade. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade. So, tell us about Clearian.
Well, I had not looked into them until now. I mean, I kind of figured I knew what they were when they were used. We talked about this Ticketmaster story where they are going. Well, their initial reports were Ticketmaster would be demanding a proof of vaccination or proof of clear COVID-19 test,
mm-hmm.
and they referred to these two companies, Clear Health Pass and IBM Health Pass. Now, the comment I made about it last week was that IBM actually was known to have been helping the Nazis back in World War II.
True.
So they're up to their old tricks. Clear, it seems to be a newer company. It's not clear exactly who is behind it.
Clear is not clear?
Yeah.
How could it not be Clear? It's called Clear.
Also, we looked to find out what it looks like Clear might be an acronym for something. We've yet to actually been able to find out what that is.
We have questions.
But regardless, what you learn when you go to their website is that Clear has actually been in business for a while, as far as at least the last 10 years. So it's not like they just came out of nowhere with their health pass thing.
Sure.
But what they were offering and are offering now, and are, I'm sure, going to try to shove it down your throat if they can get their buddies in government to do that for them, is biometric identification. That's all that this company is. This is a company that had developed a biometric ID system that apparently has been implemented by multiple airports. I guess Delta and United are two of their partners or investors.
Yeah.
There is a story about United investing in Clear. So I recall seeing the logo at an airport.
Right.
And I haven't been at the airport this year yet. So this would have been last year when I've seen that logo. So again, you know, they've already placed themselves at certain venues. They've already placed themselves at airports, and they are a biometric ID company. So when you sign up with them, you give them your identifiers, right? So you take a photograph. You may have to show them your fingerprints, things like this. And then the idea is that they give you this, what previous to this COVID thing was just a Clear Pass. Now it's a health pass.
Right.
So they're basically using COVID-19 and all the fear and all the government mandates around that and their big corporate partners to shove biometric ID down more people's throats who otherwise they were just trying to, you know, encourage you, right? Like, oh, you want a faster experience at the airport? Just use Clear. You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But now it's, if you want to go anywhere and do anything,
right.
They're going to try to make you use their product, which means they will have a full biometric profile on you, and that's how you'll get into things.
Or not, if you refuse.
Or not, correct.
Right, yeah.
Correct. So it's totally creepy.
I want to point out that Clear is a LabCorp company, it appears, if you're familiar with LabCorp.
No, are you?
No, I'm not, but I just, anybody who's listening who might be in the medical technology industry, because Clear doesn't, they do make it clear on their website that they are a LabCorp organization, so, or a sub-organization of LabCorp on their website. But yes, this is, I believe you called it, Ian, the medical authoritarian hellscape.
Absolutely, that's what this is.
We've been using that terminology probably since March or so mm-hmm. of this year, describing what we predict to happen. And one of the things that we predicted, I think you specifically predicted, was, yeah, they're not going to let you go anywhere until you've proven that you've got the shot. Right? And this seems to be going that way.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. You know, if this was something people were doing voluntarily on their own volition, then that's one thing. I get it. I understand the attraction of these sorts of things. And there's probably, it's probably true that in certain circumstances, this does help with, say, security, right? Like if you've got a building, you know, that it needs to be a secure facility, then it probably isn't a bad idea to have the biometric identities of all of your employees on file in whatever the security system is there. I mean, I get that. I understand the reasons for this. But to just tell everybody that this is the new way of things is not cool.
Yeah, or to require it to go and do things or otherwise participate in life, to me, is just
right. Now they're using. Now they're going to use fear, and they're going to use their corporate partners and government mandates to mandate that you use either these people or IBM. Either way, it's not. It's not really a choice.
Agreed.
So yeah, it's just there. It's the latest coding over the biometric ID thing that they've been trying to get people to agree to for many years, and this one's going to be more successful because people are afraid.
They are, and they're going to take advantage of them. It's a no-brainer. It's already been happening. The people who just comply without questioning anything at all, they go, sure, it makes sense. Yeah, you know, go along, it's fine. These are the people that I take issue with.
And we were watching they've got the little pitch video on their website that's sort of the explainer, you know, like the animated explainer video.
It had that horribly creepy lady doing the voiceover, too, that just sounds like it's something out of a dystopian hellscape.
It really does. And in the video, we don't have it pulled up here for you to listen to, but, you know, it's a two-minute-long pitch video where it's got, like, this lady. Oh, here's Jane, and she's stuck at home, and she's so afraid. And this will help Jane feel safe. And it's got, like, her going out to a sporting event and easily using her Clear to get in. And it's all positioned around safety. Safety. And, of course, that's what everything's been positioned around this year. 2020 has been the year of safety to the max. And that's been one of the most disappointing things about this to me. Because, you know, you can't, in my opinion, you can't have fun without having some risks in your life. You can't have enjoyment in life. You can't have success in life without having risks in life. And for people to just be of the mindset that risk is bad and that safety is good and that safety is paramount, it has been a major changeover from the way things used to be, although arguably the government has been moving people towards this position for many years.
Well, and with all of that, too, comes a lack of privacy. Right? Because let's just say you do have to show some sort of a negative result for COVID before you can get into a concert via whatever, you know, Ticketmaster and all that kind of stuff. You know, who has access to that information, right? Where does your privacy, where does it rate? How does it come in? Does it even exist?
Oh, Clear says you can trust them. They will be very, very private.
You can trust them.
Everybody says you can trust them.
But we know that privacy isn't something that governments typically will allow you to have, whether you want it or not.
Oh, yeah, no, they'll turn anything over to the government.
So that's a concern for me because I know for a fact, and in fact we could talk about this coming up.
You better believe they're lobbying the government right now.
Yeah, the EU Council has passed a resolution or is spearheading a resolution to ban all apps that are encrypted. In other words, they want a mandatory backdoor built into all apps. So we could talk about that coming up. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.